بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلاة وسلاما على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين، أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وكشف بها الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده. Respected elders and brother, our beloved listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our weekly program. And we begin our program with a special dua and sincere dua to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant shifa to all our brothers and sisters. Brother and sister in Islam, once again we say shukran to your email and SMSs and phone call, and shukran for our listeners, those who always listening to our program every week, and especially our listeners from Roshni. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala use us as a deen and a road of deen, and may Allah use Islam as Radio Islam as a member of Hidayah inshallah. Today I take you to the dua. Ibadah, the greatest ibadah you ever do it in your life is a dua. It's a command of Allah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has said, Udu'uni astajib lakum. Call upon me, I will reply and answer your dua. Inna alladhina yastakbiruna an ibadati sayadkhuluna jahannama dakhirin. Those who are arrogant, those who has no need for the dua, indeed Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will let them go, experience the pain of jahannam. Dua is the word Allah tabarak wa ta'ala taught the Anbiya, Salihin, and inspired so many people for such a wonderful dua and accepted dua. We need dua. We need Allah's help. Dua is a grant from Allah to the person and grant from Allah as an answer to the call of that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I want to take you today to the dua which in Quran. I know you got a masnoon dua, the sunnat dua, also inspired by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we have something, it's called the dua which done by the salihin and sahaba and those who are pious, and Allah accepted it. But why I choose this dua today? Because we do not know how to invent and to make our own dua. Sometimes because you don't know the Arabic words, or maybe you don't know how to ask Allah, maybe you ask Allah in the wrong way, or maybe you disrespect Allah in such a dua, or you ask Him a wrong dua or the wrong need. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala inspired the Anbiya to read certain dua, and Allah mentioned it in Quran, so that can be guideline for me and you. You know that 40 Rabbana and Allahumma and all that. Anyhow, you got every Nabi and his own dua and mention in Quran, so that can be guideline for me and you. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala inspired Nabi Musa alayhi salam to read a certain dua. That dua was for Musa alayhi salam, but we need it, desperately need it in our time now. Many of us, we have a dispute, argument, a debate, or you want to demand something, you want to apply for something, you want to present your opinion, you want to show the people what is inside your mind and your heart, and people don't get you, people misunderstand you, miscontact, or misunderstand what you need. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala informed Nabi Musa alayhi salam that when he goes to Fir'aun, he must read this dua for that tough task, so that Allah can ease his way. Rabbi shrahli sadri. That dua, all of us we heard it. Rabbi shrahli sadri. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah spoke about him in Quran, and he said, Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Nashrah. So we have some grant from Allah. It's called Sharhu Sadr. What is Sharhu Sadr? In English, they say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expand your chest, your heart, or stretch your heart. Sharhu Sadr, in my simple English tonight, that as Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the Sahaba asked, what is sharhu sadr? He said, nurun yaqdhifuhu Allahu fi qalbi al-mu'min. Is a nur, light, contentment, gift from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah place it in the chest of the believer when he face a heavy task. You people call it sabr, you call it gut, encouragement, you can call it as you like, but in the time of difficulties or the time of the challenge, you find yourself cool, you have peace of mind, and you handle it. And even yourself, you can't believe that it's you. Time of calamity, time of debate, time of dispute, Allah give you the courage to stand and express what you're supposed to say, and that's called Rabbi Shrahli Sadri. Why Musa a.s. need it? Because he goes to Fir'aun to try to give him da'wah and to try to debate with him, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must ease the way of Musa a.s. to go and express and deliver the message of Allah. Why Musa a.s. need Sharh al-Sadr? Why me and you, we need Sharh al-Sadr? Because sometimes you have the truth, you have the right, the case is yours, the haqq is with you, but because of that hesitation, that nervous feeling, that weakness to face the person, takes the haqq away from your tongue and your chest, and you feel bad, you feel weak, till you lose the debate and you lose the fight. So me and you, we need sharh al-sadr. Rabbi shrah li sadri is the greatest gift of Allah, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant you that nur in the chest, so you fear no one except Allah, and you believe in yourself that you have haqq till the last minute of debate or that demand or that fight. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. Yassir, you know that yassir it means ease, my task. Inna ma'al usri yusra. What is yusra? After the case become complicated, very hard, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will ease your task. Will ease your task. Facilitate all that scenario till you go and reach that person with the good heart and powerful heart, with a proper proof, easy task, till you reach that person and deliver the message. And Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and Allah teaching us in Quran, وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي. Then, O Allah, untie one knot from our tongue. You know, Musa alayhi salam was started, and many of us, when we have a pressure, we got some heavy thing on our mind, you try to say something, but you said something else. يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِ. It means the people must understand me and must trust me. Many of us, when we have haqq, but because of hesitation, because of fear, people think that we are lying. Oh, they don't trust us. So Nabi Musa a.s. said, Oh Allah, I need some brave feeling, easy task for me, make it easy to reach, and then ease my tongue so that people can understand me. Our problem now, when we mess communication, you try to apologize, people take it as accusation, or the wife want to explain to the husband that she done that with a good niyat, husband misunderstand, and then the fight start. So now, you see now how nice and how good ni'mah Allah gave us in Quran, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala teaching me and you in Quran, you have to say, Rabbi shrah li sadri, wa yassir li amri, wahlul uqdatan min lisani, yafqahu qawli. Our big problem nowadays, you people call it miscommunication. People don't understand me, especially the elderly people with the young boys and girls, or the generation between father and the son, between the manager and the workers, the employee and employer. There is miscommunication because of so many reasons. Read this dua. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will bring you closer to your manager, your boss, your father, your husband. There will be some sort of communication and understanding. because Allah placed this dua in Quran for me and you. Again, رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. We got another dua, also mentioned in Quran, but we give it as a gift and grant tonight for those who have that sickness, we call it severe case or severe sickness. Cancer, problem, that physical sickness. When we talk about physical sickness or hopeless case as they call it. You know Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam is a Nabi of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him through something, it's called dur. What is dur? Stress with sickness. Stress because he lost his children, his wealth, his kingdom, his society, lost his health, and now he got only Allah and his wife. That is the absolute harm and absolute musiba and calamity. Many people sometimes they're sick, but they have people around them, or they have wealth and ni'mah. Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala put him through something it's called a dur. What is a dur? Sickness with some sort of depression and stress, because he lost all the support. Only his heart and his tongue not affected by this disease and sickness. And you know the story of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. In our life now, you find people, they got many type of calamity. May Allah save them and us. We got something, it's called banak. فَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَى. What is dhanak? Poverty, financial problem with a stress. That is called أَهْلُ الدَّنَك. May Allah secure you and save you from such case like that. Poor, and you got a lot of psychological problem and social problem and family problem, his wife ran away or children on the drugs, you find that person really on banak. But this person, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave him a certain dua. But I'm talking about Nabi Ayyub's case. We find so many people sick and got family problem, or they got that type of social problem or stress, you people call it depression, whatever. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala put condition for that person. He must raise up his hand and ask Allah. I know Allah, He will see you, but we need you to fill the application. When we say the application, I'm saying the dua. Sometimes we put the application wrong, you apply it on the wrong time, or maybe you fill it on the wrong words. We need the proper dua, that Quranic dua, or the masnoon dua, or the sensible dua, which describe your case. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala inspired Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, and he praised him after he asked this dua. Wa Ayyub iz nada rabbahu anni massani yadur wa anta arhamur rahimin. What a beautiful word. That man who got that such a serious disease, and he's in a critical condition, but he got manna, and he's very polite when he said, oh Allah, the sickness has touched me, never affected me. He was very, very gentle when he's talking to Allah. Oh Allah, masani yadur, has touched me. I'm not deeply sick. It means Alhamdulillah. Immediately, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said in Quran, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. If you know Arabic, you will know that fa is then, and thumma also then, but Allah did use that fa here, it means immediately. Immediately after the dua, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We have responded to his dua and we answer it. فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرْ. We remove whatever sickness he got, not only the sickness. The stress also goes away. وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ. I gave him his family and the double of his family members. Rahmatan min indina. Mercy from us. Don't ask me about the means, the medication, the water, he got it from under his feet. It is from Allah. Min indina. No means, no asbab. Don't ask me how. Because that is called the unseen medication done by the unseen Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So, وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا. Mercy from us. وَذِكْرَى لِلْعَابِدِينَ. And also, remembrance for the worshipper is like me and you. Abidin is like me and you. Any case like Ayub, well, get the solution from Allah. If you really believe on this dua, that if you have dur, or that type of disease, or the sickness, there is a rescue way through the dua of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Why I'm saying that? Because when we talk to our brothers and sisters, your ibadah is not enough for Allah to respond to you. So we need to complete our ibadah with a dua. Your a'mal is not enough to get that miracle of Allah. So we need to complete it with the dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, وَأَيُّوب إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ, you start the dua, أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرْ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. That is the dua. You can say, رَبِّ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرْ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. It's a short dua. We summarize it like that. رَبِّ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرْ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. You make that dua for yourself special. Then, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran, for those who got depression and anxiety with no sickness. Some people, they just get that thought of depression and stress, and you wake up in the morning, you find yourself unhappy. Your life is boring. I don't know, people got everything, his children around him, he's healthy, he got his business, alhamdulillah. But this person is missing something, who he got the stress and depression, and he ran into psychologist and try to go here and for holiday, jump here and there, just to remove that funny feeling shaitan and nafs put him through. So we got some two things, it's called stress or depression. We have something, it's called ham. Ham, it's about the future. You're expecting some musibah and calamity will happen to you. That's called ham. And we got something that's called gham, which is our dua now. Gham, it means something happened to you, but you don't know the reason and why, and you're surprising about the reason for that, and they call it gham. So, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala placed Nabi Yunus alayhi salam on some calamity, in the stomach of the well, inside the ocean, and he lost hope, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala inspired Nabi Yunus alayhi salam to say, La ilaha illa anta, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. You know what is the answer? Allah did use the same fa like Ayyub alayhi salam, Fastajabna lahu. Then immediately we answer him, Wa najjaynahu min al-gham. And we remove him and rescue him from that terrible stress. And then Allah said, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And likewise, we can rescue the believer like that. So, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. So we learn now, for any type of depression or stress, here is the application, you fell it and ask Allah, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Another dua, because our time is running fast now, and we got so many dua in front of me, that many of us, we like the children. And many people, they make dua, Ya Allah, I need the children. I need the child. Not any child. Child salih. Because you get a child who is not salih, is musibah. So, You find people like to make family and get children. And then Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam ask Allah, Rabbi la tadharni farda wa anta khayrul warithin. Oh Allah, don't let me live lonely and alone. Indeed, you are the best inheritance. You know the Anbiya, they don't leave inheritance. So what Nabi Zakariya want from Allah? Because every Nabi doesn't leave inheritance. All his property goes to Baitul Mal, goes to the Ummah. No, Nabi Zakariya want another inheritance. It's called Nubuwa, Taqwa, Iman. Don't want to end my life with myself. I need to extend my life with my children. Salih children. So that Nabi doesn't want the child to inherit his wealth and his money. He wants the child to inherit his a'mal. Oh, let that child carry on with the good a'mal, and that Nabi will get the thawab of his children's a'mal. So, when he says, Rabbi la tadharni farda wa anta khayrul warithin, this dua for those who are childless, those who would need someone to accompany them, those girls or men who want to marry, Ya Allah, I need some company. I need someone to be with me, wife or children. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ I'm not worried about the inheritance. I know that you will inherit everyone. But indeed, I need my child to inherit my iman and my a'mal so that I can receive it on my qabr. What is the answer? فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ Same like the other two dua. Immediately we answer him, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَى And then we have granted him that child. It's called Yahya. Not only that, وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجًا And we maintain for him the wife. It means you don't give him a child from the street or someone else. He can adopt the child. No. He will get from his own wife. That dua shows that for those who did not get the children, never too late. Never too late till any age. It's وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجًا We maintain that old lady and give her all the means of pregnancy, she will get a child from that old man. Why? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala praise Nabi Zakariya and his wife. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ That Allah put condition for that case. Indeed, these two couples used to hasten to do good deed. وَيَدْعُونَنَا And they keep making dua for us. رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا With hope and fear. The best dua, which based on hope and fear. وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ And indeed these two couples, they were humble to us, and they have that type of simplicity and taqwa towards Allah. So for those who want the children, he must hasten to do good deeds, and he must make dua with little bit of fear, little bit of hope, and he must have khushu' and humble himself before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is called the Nabi Zakariya for the children. رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ Then we got another dua. We need, all of us, we need it, and really, really, we desperately need it. Nowadays, the world become like a small village. People seek rizq from different places and they travel and they move up and down. So we feel that ourselves are musafir, we are traveler. People go to work, people go to business, people go for umrah, hajj, holiday. You find yourself in different places now and then. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala inspired Nabi Nuh alayhi salam when he was in the ship. That Nabi Nuh alayhi salam wanted a peaceful land and peaceful landed. So, Rabbi anzilni munzalam mubaraka. Oh Allah, let me land, oh land me in a blessed land. Wa anta khayrul munzilin. Indeed, you are the best of those who bring to land. Oh Allah, in the shortcut, oh Allah, make it easy for me to reach and to do my task, and let me go home safely. Rabbi anzilni munzalam mubaraka wa anta khayrul munzilin. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also inspired Nabi Nuh alayhi salam to add with this dua, Rabbi a'udhu bika min hamazati shayatin wa a'udhu bika rabbi an yahdurun. This dua for those who are traveling, those who stay lonely and alone. Oh Allah, I seek protection in you from whispering of shaitan. And I seek protection in you, oh Allah, that shaitan come closer to me. Closer to me, it means make waswasa, because the person who is musafir is very easy target for shaitan and waswasa. Brother and sister in Islam, I'm still reading that dua from the Quran al-Kareem. Came to Anbiya, and the Anbiya practice it, and Allah left it in the Surah and Quran so that me and you, we can use it as an inheritance of Anbiya or as a ta'lim of the Quran al-Kareem. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala granted Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam status, Nubuwa, Abu al-Anbiya, Hikmah. But Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam gave a beautiful dua to Allah, Rabbi habli hukma. Hukmat means prophecy, nubuwat. Wa alhiqni bis salihin. O Allah, join me and attach me with the pious people. Ibrahim alayhi salam, want to go with the pious? Yes, the word salihin, it's more higher than prophecy. The Nabi said, please, Ya Allah, resurrect me on the day of judgment with the salihin. And then Nabi Ibrahim said, وَجْعَلِّي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ. لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ, it's called good reputation, good name and fame. Wallahi, it happened. Every salah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala. So his name is there. Yes, لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ. Grant me that a truthful tongue mention my name. فِي الْآخِرِينَ, on the latest ages. The latest generation, al-Muslimin. Yes, the father of Anbiya, well known to the Muslims, well known to Nasara, well known to Yahud. And Nabi Ibrahim said, وَجْعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ. O Allah, put me and write me amongst those who inherit the Jannat of Na'im. Come and see the dua of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Oh, it's a beautiful dua. Very short and powerful. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. If you look at maghfirah, forgive my sin. وَارْحَمْ, don't let me do that sin again. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, you are the best forgiving and first merciful in dunya and akhirah. You will never question me about that sin on the day of Qiyamah. What a powerful dua. Rabbi ighfir, when you commit a sin, you will remove it. Warham, don't let me repeat that sin. Do it again. Wa anta khayrul rahimin, indeed you are the best, those who forgive. It means fi dunya and akhirah. Brother and sister in Islam, we got another powerful dua. I want you to learn it and to say it every time. Why? Because we're living on such zaman now, you never trust your iman. Fitna is so much, the challenge in front of the Muslim is so much, so we need the help of Allah to secure our iman. Come and see Nabi Lut alayhi salam. Nabi Lut alayhi salam, Allah has tested him in such a society. It never met that society ever before Nabi Lut alayhi salam. But Nabi Lut alayhi salam, he's a Nabi, he's ma'soom, he's sinless, but he did make some dua. When you look at this dua, you say, why this Nabi say like that? Because he's not part of this. He say, Rabbi najjini, O Allah, safeguard me. From what? From what? Wa ahli, and my family. It means ummati, my nation. مِمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ, from what these people are doing, that abnormal sexuality or whatever. Why? Nabi want to give himself protection better than cure. I don't want to get involved. Oh Allah, please, a double dua. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam said, رَبِّ جُنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّا نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Nabi Ibrahim been sent to break the idols. But he said, Ya Allah, I don't trust myself. Please, Ya Allah, secure myself from your sight. Like the people say, Alhamdulillah, I reached the age of 70, 80, I don't make zina. Say, hey, you can't say like that. Nothing guarantee, my friend. Keep making dua, even if you are 100 years. Oh Allah, safeguard me from zina. Because you see now, the Nabi himself was worried, and he tried to put so many insurance, medication, some protection, even while he's masoom. Rabbi najjini wa ahli, ahli is like my ummah, mimma ya'malun, from what these people are doing. And then the answer is, fa, that fa again, we said it earlier, fa najjainahu wa ahlahu ajma'in. And then we rescue him, we save him, and his society and his nation, the believers, all of them. So, we need to make dua every morning. You say it, Rabbi najjini, if your father or mother or brother, wa ahli, my family and my ummah to Islam, mimma ya'amaloon, from what the people doing haram around me. Now when we live on such a society, you find zina, you find drugs, you find haram, you find riba, you say, Ya Allah, save me and my society and my people, family, mimma ya'amaloon. Rabbi najjini wa ahli, mimma ya'amaloon. Look at this short dua. You can memorize it, or you write it on the paper, and you say it every day, put it in the car, before you go outside of the house or in the house, you read that. It's called prevention, better than cure. Please put more security around your iman, as with the Anbiya, yeah, done it. Now, that another dua, when the person reach the ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and reach the age of 40. This special dua for the people who reach the age of 40 and the other people as well. When the person reaches the age of 40, it's a ni'mat from Allah. So what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala inspired Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, Rabbi awzi'ni, look at the Nabi how he made the dua. Oh my Lord, assess me, ease my way, and help me to do what? Anashkur ni'matak, so that I can be grateful and I thank you favor upon me. That I reach 40 in Islam. What a lovely ni'mat. Yes, 40 years old man, married, you got children, now is long now in iman, got hikmah, you got aqal. Allati an'amta alayya, the one you bestowed and favor upon me. Yes. وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ, and also upon my parents. What a lucky parents when his son reached the age of 40. Many people say, I want to live long. Alhamdulillah, live long, my friend. But once your child reached the age of 40, you must make ni'mah. You must make ni'mah that you have that child of 40 years. All the Mufassirin said, that boy, that 40 years boy, he must make shukr that his father is still alive. So if that boy is 40, so his father is 60 something, or maybe 70 or 80, also is a ni'mat when you become a father and you're still a son of some father. Oh, what a lovely ni'mah. I was talking to an alim and I said, why the old man cry for his father? When we find a person age of 50 or 40, his father died, this man get worried a lot. So that alim told us, because this boy, this man, when his father is still alive, he thinks that Malakul Maut is too far from him. His order is not there. Oh, he's not on the list yet, because his father is still alive. So he raised hope a lot, and he expects that he's going to live a lot. When his father died, he said, oh, the turn is mine. Now the Malakul Maut is going to take an order. So he thinks that is his order. But that's why he said, when your father's still alive, you feel that you are a baby still. Even if you are 50 years, you're still baby, and my daddy, you act young. So you must say, Alhamdulillah, that I reached the age of 40, and my daddy is around me. Oh, the daddy must say, Alhamdulillah, I'm on such age that my son reached the age of 40. And then that person of 40 said, oh Allah, I make shukr to you, that ni'mah you gave it to me and my father, wa an a'mal saliha. Not age of 40 only. We need that guy who's reached the age of 40 to do a'mal saliha. Not any a'mal, tardahu. You be pleased with that a'mal. Not any good deeds. We need that deeds which pleases Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Tardahu, it means accepted. And then again, Nabi Sulaiman said, وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Nabi, another Nabi, asking Allah to join him with الصالحين. I want to show my lesson tonight. The word صالح and صالحين is so big words to give it to any ordinary person. You see, that man is صالح. MashaAllah, صالح is not like that. صالحين is a very high status or high stage in the eyes of Allah. The proof that the Anbiya wanted. Come and see. So let me read this dua again. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya wa an a'mala salihan tardahu wa adkhilni bi rahmatika fi ibadika salihin. That is called a collective dua for those who reach the age of 40. Now come, we see the beautiful dua of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in Quran ordering and commanding Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by telling him, qul, say, is like qul huwa Allah ahad, order, alhamdulillah. Oh, just say alhamdulillah first. The word alhamdulillah, the Arabs, they call it the Quranic Arabic, this. The Arabs didn't know that word before. They used to say shukr, ta'zim, but they never know that word is called alhamdulillah. If you read the history, and the seerah, you will never find a person before Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi or non-Nabi, it's called Ahmad, or Hamid, or Mahmud, or Muhammad. You will never. Now I give my listeners homework. Just go in the history of any Nabi. You know how many Nabi came here and Rasul here? You will never find that name. It's called Muhammad, or Ahmad, or Hamid, or Mahmud. You will never. Why? Because these names inspired only in the time of the birth of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now I'm telling you now, Alhamdulillah is the Quranic word. So the ulama said, when you say Alhamdulillah, you already praised Allah enough. You don't need to put extra word. Rabbul Alameen, Ar-Rahman. No, that is not a part of Alhamdulillah. The word Alhamdulillah is a ni'mat from Allah. Is a bounty from Allah. You have to deserve another Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah because Allah taught us Alhamdulillah. Because the Arab never know this word before Quran al-Kareem. So Allah is telling Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ Alhamdulillah. خلاص, you know how serious. When you say Alhamdulillah, it's enough praising to Allah. So Allah made it very simple and short and easy, so that the philosopher must use it, and then the shepherd and nomad person live on the desert say it, they will get the same reward. How are you? Alhamdulillah. How is your life? Alhamdulillah. You don't need to say anything else, because that word is sufficient praising to Allah. Alhamdulillah. So Allah is telling Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قُلْ Alhamdulillah وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ. Ah, that one is a nice one. Say, peace upon His servant, Allah's servant, those who've been selected, Anbiya. Peace be upon the previous messengers and prophets came before Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This dua is for Rasulullah and the Anbiya of Allah. Thousands of Anbiya and messengers. And when you praise this Anbiya and you send salutation upon them with the number of Anbiya, Allah will respond to you 1 to 10. If you praise Allah 1, Allah reply 10. So imagine how many Nabi, 100,000 something, times 10. Oh, you are lucky. So Allah is telling Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, Alhamdulillah wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Right. We have another a dua from Nabi Musa alayhi salam. You know, we know Nabi Musa alayhi salam is a kalim of Allah, the one who talked to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, because of Banu Israel, the children of Israel, they gave him hard time. You will find Nabi Musa's name is the most common name on Quran. Ya Musa, wadhkur fil kitabi Musa, Musa, because really this man was suffering with his people. Not only him, and many Anbiya came to the children of Israel. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave him a nubuwa, prophecy, and gave him a speciality that he talked to Allah directly. So what happened? Nabi Musa alayhi salam, he said, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. This dua here, the ulama need it, the rich people need it, the mothers, all those who receive the ni'mat of Allah, they must say it. Oh Allah, whatever you gave me, I'm still faqir. I'm still needy. Needy of what? For money? No. Needy to thank you. So help me Allah to make shukr to you. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam was very powerful. He's a Nabi. Allah give him nubuwat and everything. He's not. He doesn't count that. He said, oh Allah, I'm still needy to you. Because kalla innal insana la yatugha arra'ahu istaghna. When you feel that you are secured and you're self-sufficient, you don't need anyone. You don't need even your father, mother, your manager, your neighbor. You say, I'm okay. No, you're not okay because you're still needy. Needy to people. Needy the dua of the people. Needy to Allah. And some people, do you know Allah only in the time of calamity? No. You are faqir to Allah. You need to do good deeds and you're really poor in shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So, for those who got ni'mah, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. That dua, it's enough to make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So you still faqir, poor to make shukr. Oh, we need khair from you, Allah. Ya Allah, yes, you gave me. I don't need anyone, but I still need Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and your maghfira and rahma. And then, come and see this a beautiful dua of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, he said this is the arja dua for the Quran. This is the most hopeful dua in the Quran al-Kareem. This dua given to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Zumur, ayah number 46, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also instructed Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him, قُلْ سَيْ أَلَّهُمَّ قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ Say Allahumma, not Ya Allah, you must say Allahumma. If you look at the English or the meaning of Allahumma, you need 1 hour to explain that he put the call words with the name of Allah together, Allahumma, like that. They call it Adatun Nida, and it's a long grammar on this word. It's a wrong Arabic grammar on this word. Qulillahumma. And that's why it's not too much in Quran, this word. Qulillahumma. Allah is Allah. Humma is a call of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But look at the words, the vocab of this dua. Each and every word need a bayan by itself. Qulillahumma fatir. Fatir is samawati wal ard. What is Fatir? Fatir, they call it creator, founder, or the Fatir, it means the Khaliq. But the beauty of this word, that Allah created samawat wal ard exclusive. Never created some similar one like this or after it. It means God special choice from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created in some form never happened before. Many of us, we feel that our problem, our case, no hope, because my case is totally different than my friend's case or the previous people's case. See, my friend, if you feel that your case, your problem, your sickness, your difficulties, no one went through it, so you need the name of Allah. It's called Fatir, the one who gives solution. No one heard about it before. It's also exclusive. If your sickness or your problem is unique and exclusive, so we need a unique name of Allah and effort of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and action of Allah. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ, the knower of the seen and unseen. What is seen? My case. Unseen, that coming case, that my future. Oh, the seen creation who harm me and the unseen creation who harm me. Right? أَنْتَ تَحْكُمُ بَيْنَ عِبَادِكَ فِيمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. You are the judge between your servant from what they used to dispute about. This dua, Sayyidina Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib said, that is a grant from Allah to those who feel that there is no hope in their case. أرجى دعاء, the most hopeful dua in the kitab of Allah. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ أنت تحكم بين عبادك فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. Brother and sister in Islam, Allah تبارك وتعالى grant me and you tawfiq to use the word of Allah تبارك وتعالى, and we have to enjoy the dua of Anbiya. I got some dua of Malaika also. Yes, but I can see my time is running now. I got some dua. The dua of Malaika, we know that the angels are not one category. You got angel of dunya, angel of the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, and we got angel of Jannah, angel inside the fire of Jahannam, Malaikatul Azab. We got angel on Qabr, we got angel around you, we got angel on the masajid, we got angels on the street, we got angel in a time of fighting and jihad, we got angel, it's called Aleen, those who are around the arsh of Allah. So those people who are on arsh of Allah, very special angels. Aleen. Aleen, it means very high. الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ. Those who carrying the throne of Allah and those who are around the throne of Allah, يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. They're praising Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with tasbih. وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ, and they believe in Allah. And then, what they do? وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Then, asking istighfar for the believer. I like that dua of Malaika, because Malaika ma'asum, next to the arsh of Allah, it means these people accepted dua. And what the dua of Malaika? They make istighfar. Oh Allah, forgive so and so and so in the arsh of Allah. And what they said? رَبَّنَا. The Malaika said, oh our Lord, وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً. Indeed, you Allah, you are fitting in everything's mercy. وَعِلْمًا, and knowledge. Then, after the praise Allah, فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا. Oh, Allah, forgive those who repent and make tawbah. Quickly make tawbah to gain this dua. And then, وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ, and then they followed your road. What is the road of Allah? Quran and Sunnah. Malaika said, وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. Oh Allah, save them from the azab of the hellfire, the jahim. This Malaika did making dua for the sinner after he make tawbah. And then what they say? رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلْهِمْ جَنَّاتِ. Oh Allah, let them enter jannat adin. Adin, it means permanent jannat. They will never go away. أَلَّتِي وَعَدْتَهُمْ. Indeed, ya Allah, you promised them. Not only them. وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ, and those who follow them with taqwa, min aba'ihim, their parents, wa azwajihim, their spouses, wa dhurriyatihim, their offspring, innaka antal azizul hakim, indeed you are almighty and all wise. Malaika still making dua for those who make tawbah. Wa qihimu sayyat. Oh, what a wonderful word. I hope that my time is extra tonight. Wa qihimu sayyat. Sayyat, it's called a very complicated sin. Very difficult to make tawbah from it. You remember when we said it a few weeks ago, that someone drink alcohol on a day time of Ramadan, and that alcohol, that money was coming from selling pigs, and that stolen pigs was living on a stolen farm. Very, very complicated haram. So Malaika said, Ya Allah, don't let these people commit sayyat, a terrible sin, ugly sin. And Malaika said, وَمَنْ تَقِيَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And if you, Allah, if you really rescue and save that guy from doing sayyat, يَوْمَ إِذٍ, on that day, فَقَدْ رَحِمْتَ, indeed you gave him mercy. What a lucky person, the one who stay away and abstain from the complicated sin, or that ugly sin which we did. Oh Allah, save the ummah from sayyat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the dua of Malaika to those who repent. رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا رَبَّنَا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيَّاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. Unfortunately, my time is up. Inshallah, we'll see you next week. Shukran jazilan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.